Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome back to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 61 of our podcast. Today, we're going to be continuing our discussion on guardianships in Ohio and how they work. Today, we're talking about the duties of the guardian of the estate. Last week, we talked about the duties of the guardian of the person. So if you have questions about that one and you haven't heard that one yet, I encourage you to go back and listen to that one. Today, as I said, we're talking about the guardian of the estate and what they do. So there are three basic duties of the guardian of the estate. Lots of little duties that fall within those. But primarily, the first thing that the guardian of the estate is going to need to do once they've been appointed is they need to file an inventory with the court within 90 days of appointment of all of the real and personal property of the ward. So any real estate that the ward owns, any bank accounts, investment accounts, vehicles, anything like that, the guardian needs to account for that or file an inventory with the court listing all of those assets and what their values are. So that's within 90 days of the appointment of the guardian. Now, the next thing that the guardian needs to do is they need to only expend funds from the guardianship with the court's prior permission. So there is a process in a guardianship for the guardian to file an application to expend funds. In that application, the guardian requests the court's permission to spend money for certain things. And in that application, they identify what the expense would be, how much it is, how often it is. So if it's a recurring expense, you don't have to file an application every month for it or every quarter. You say this is going to be a monthly expense or a quarterly expense or whatever it is. So that needs to be done before an expenditure is made out of the guardianship estate. The third main thing that the guardian needs to do is the guardian needs to file an account with the court. Now, that's either done biennially, which is every 2 years, or as directed by the court. A lot of courts prefer that, or actually they require that those be done every year. Now, in the account, that is an accounting of what was done with the assets of the guardianship estate since the filing of the previous account. So the expenditure, all the expenditures that were made, those have to be identified. If any property was sold, then the records of those sales need to be provided to the court. What happened with the proceeds of sale? They were deposited into which account? All the bank records need to be provided. All of the documentation verifying every expense needs to be provided. So it's a very detailed process. A lot of information needs to be provided. And so it's going to be incumbent on the guardian of the estate to make sure that they are keeping very detailed records. Number one, making sure that they have the court's prior permission to spend any money. And then making sure that when they do, they keep a record of all of the bills that are being paid, a record of the receipts for the bills that were paid out of the guardianship estate. It's going to be really important to make sure that there's documentation of the payments. So the guardian should never use cash. They don't want to have any doubt about whether these monies were used for the ward and the ward's needs. So if the guardian would ever take out money in cash out of a guardianship account, there's really no way of knowing that that money was used properly. So it's our recommendation that checks always be used so that we have documentation of the payment and what it was for. So those are the basic duties of the guardian of the estate. It's a very detailed process. Person who's going to be the guardian of the estate needs to be a very organized person so that they can maintain the records that they need to be able to provide the court whenever those guardianship accounts are being filed. I hope that's helpful for you today. And if you have any questions about any guardianships that you're involved in, feel free to reach out to us. We will see you next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.